Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Chinese importers have been busy booking fresh purchases of soybeans from Brazil this past week, despite the White House announcement that China has agreed to buy up to $50 billion of U.S. farm products annually during trade talks last week. The purchases from Brazil instead of the U.S. shows that China is in no hurry to buy U.S. products in the wake of last week's Phase 1 trade agreement that U.S. President Donald Trump hopes will be signed next month. While Brazil is China's largest soybean supplier, large purchases from South America are unusual at this time of year, with the U.S. harvest coming in. And trade going in the opposite direction, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers and the Committee of European Construction Equipment released a joint statement calling on American and European government leaders to negotiate towards a friendlier trade environment. After the recent WTO ruling on Airbus, the United States announced tariffs on $7.5 million worth of European goods, including certain types of construction equipment, and the EU may do the same. Supply chains drive 80% of global trade, and tariffs on European manufacturing products will hurt American businesses that source parts and components from across the EU, are the words of Kip Eidberg, AEM, Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs. The U.S. Grains Council is continuing to look at new overseas market possibilities for American agricultural products. Floyd Gabler, the Director of Trade Policy and Biotechnology for the U.S. Grains Council, says once the council identifies a prospective new market, they go through a series of steps to establish trade there.
One of the first steps is to begin working closely with potential customers and importers and build relationships and understanding on how they can benefit from importing our products. And then at the same time, we must identify any specific tariffs or non-tariff barriers that would impede our ability to export into those markets. That in turn, requires that we work with these customers, help persuade their respective governments to eliminate and or reduce any of these specific trade impediments. And then in addition, we work with our agricultural attachés and U.S. embassies in these countries to help resolve those issues on a government-to-government level.
Gabler says technical barriers like standards and regulations can be implemented in a way that makes them non-trade barriers. He says there are several ways the U.S. Grains Council can work to enable trade even when tariffs or non-tariff barriers threaten to get in the way.
First, we identify these trade barriers, quantify their impact. We provide that information to the U.S. government, particularly U.S. Trade Representative and U.S. Department of Agriculture, primarily through USTR, who has an annual request for information and estimates on trade barriers. And then we also develop our own internal strategies to address these efforts. And then we also, in carrying out these strategies, we work with our country and regional offices, as well as agricultural offices and U.S. embassies.
In some instances, Gabler says the U.S. Grains Council has worked with the U.S. government in the World Trade Organization. Floyd Gabler.
Across rural America, we always have had a positive export trade balance with agriculture, so we consistently export more foods and farm products than we import year in and year out. And those exports generate additional economic activity throughout the U.S. value chain, approximately $1.27 for every dollar of exports, and for every $1 billion of exports, that supports 8,000 jobs.
Director of Trade Policy and Biotechnology with the U.S. Grains Council. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.